Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up.
It's one of life's biggest questions. Is it possible for a dog person not to date another dog person? I don't think so. Dog people attract other dog people. Like, I think it's impossible for someone who loves dogs to be with someone who doesn't really care that much about dogs.
Yeah, I agree.
And today on the phone for a first date follow-up is Alan. And Alan is definitely a dog person. Right, Alan?
That's right. I love him.
What kind of dog do you have?
I've got a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Okay, so there's two people in this room who are not dog people, one person who has a cat. So we don't know what a Rhodesian Ridgeback is exactly. That's a big dog, isn't it?
They're a medium-sized dog, I'd say. They're actually an African breed. They're just beautiful, like orange coat, super loyal.
So they're from the Ridgeback region of Africa. I don't know. So anyway, your email said that you met a girl on Instagram.
That's right.
And you're not one of those dudes that like went to the Explore section, found a photo you liked, and was like, you're beautiful.
No, I'm not a creep like that.
I think the perfect thing you should have said, like, slid into the DMs, just been like, hey, want to see my Ridgeback, baby girl?
Oh, yeah, I got a medium-sized dog if you want to see it.
I DM'd her after she had commented on one of my posts about my dog. So there was already an interest there. I looked at her profile like, oh my God, who's this woman? She's got dogs too. Beautiful. Uh-huh. You know, she responded to the DM and eventually she gave me her number. We were texting for a while and we realized we live relatively close to each other. There's a dog park that we are both familiar with and decided to do a responsible, socially distanced dog date at the dog park.
Okay.
I feel like guys do that a lot to get girls. They have dogs.
Dogs and babies. Guys have babies too, just to get chicks.
The baby Bjorn, and like they're on their chest. It. So do you have a dog to just get chicks?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh. I've grown up with dogs and I'm super outdoorsy and it's just nice to have, you know, a companion, and they're a really athletic breed, so I can take him hiking, camping.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to ask if you have, like, a doggy backpack that you have to put him in if he's tired.
No, he could practically carry me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you guys went to the dog park, which you've done before, and compared to your other doggy dates, how was this one?
It was good. Obviously, given COVID, we kept physical distance. We had our masks on, so there's a little bit more energetic distance, if you will. Like, it's weird when you can't see someone smiling and laughing.
I'm guessing you guys didn't get as close as your dogs did when they got to know each other.
There was no sniffing involved.
Did the dogs have a good time on the date? Like, were they, you know, all over each other or playing around?
Oh, yeah. Is that, like, a factor in, like, dating? Like, if the dogs get along?
Yeah, I think it must be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the dogs have to get along because the dog came first. If my dog doesn't like your dog, I don't think that we can get over that hump, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ever worried about, like, running into, you know, other girls at the dog park? Because how often are you doing this?
All the time.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of dog parks.
There's a lot of dog parks in this world, dollface, and you happen to bring your shih tzu into mine.
What kind of dog did she have?
she actually had a little chihuahua.
Oh,
cute, a little but, ankle biter.
But not.
Yeah.
I've learned to hold space and appreciate them.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I love them, but they're not as bad as you think they are.
All right. Well, that's a glowing review of chihuahuas right there. So other than the dogs, I mean, was there anything really special about it, or was it just kind of a normal date?
No, I mean, it was actually as spectacular as could be, given the circumstances. We were laughing, and we just related on so many things. Like, we even started talking about our families, and there's a lot of similarities there.
Yeah.
I thought everything was absolutely teed up for us to see each other again. And
I mean, it sounds like a good conversation for the first time meeting.
Yeah, I mean, did anything, you know, go wrong on the day, like, at all that you can think of? Was there anything fishy going on?
No, there was nothing that I could think of. It was a great date.
Okay.
Huh. So when she kind of ghosted me, I was shocked.
Well, how did things end then? I mean, did she just not call you back after the dog park? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we spent probably, you know, an hour and a half together, which is a long time to stay at the dog park.
Yeah,
it is.
So how did the dog park date itself end?
We actually hugged.
Ooh,
oh,
really, that's nice.
The world's getting more comfortable.
Yeah, people are getting more comfortable. So you actually hugged.
Yeah. I mean, it's big letting someone into your physical space these days. Yeah. So
So there's social distance hug the entire time until the end. Like, screw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's hug. Yeah. But she's just not calling you back, huh?
Yeah, we said that we would text later. And I texted that evening just to say, hey, it was a great time. Texted her the next day. And it's just been absolutely crickets.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll play a song. Come back, call her, and see if we can figure out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yep. We'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. I'm not going to lie. First date follow-ups like this are difficult for me.
Why?
Because Alan's on the phone, and he met a girl named Shauna at the dog park, right? And just how I am with things, I want to make like a million dog jokes. Like, I was going to open this up with who let the dogs out and then talk and do.
It's very easy.
Reference every single dog movie. Must love dogs. I had to do it. I had to do it right there. I'm sorry.
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Homeward Bound.
I just want to do all the dog jokes. And
Air Bud.
And Alex just had the best one. Doggone it. If you missed the first part of today's first date follow-up, Alan is on the phone. He met a girl named Shauna on Instagram. They're both dog people, so they went to the dog park and hung out. He said everything went great. Conversation was amazing. They even hugged at the end of the date, which right now in COVID times is basically going all the way.
Yeah.
And after the date, she didn't call him back. So we're about to get her on the phone and find out why. Here we go. All right.
All right.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Shauna, please?
Speaking.
Hola.
Who is this?
This is Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show, and it consists of me. My name's Jubal Fresh.
Hi.
My hottest wife, Alex Fresh.
Good morning.
Oh, and okay. Good morning.
English Evan.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called First Date Follow-Up, where if you go out on a date with someone and they end up not calling you back, you can email us, and we'll call that person and try to find out what happened. And we got an email about you from a dude named Alan.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He sent us an email and he told us all about how he met you on IG. You guys had dogs. You went to the dog park and your dogs bonded and you guys bonded and you hugged at the end of the date.
Yeah, it went so well.
That you hugged. And then after the date, you haven't called him back and he's wondering why.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't
sound. It sounds like a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay. I assume I have to tell you why.
Well, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but we would appreciate it.
We would love
also
to know.
Yeah, he would appreciate it as well.
I'll
yeah.
do it, you know.
Thank you very much. Yep. So why don't you want to call Alan back?
Well, okay. So he seemed like a really nice guy when we first met, you know. He's just very intelligent, but the only thing that looked a little odd was that he was wearing a matching shirt with his dog.
Okay.
He did look the same, you know, for a profile, but he was wearing a matching shirt with his dog, and obviously that's a big okay.
Right.
You know, it kind of throws you off a little bit.
Kind of weird for you when dudes go out with dress like they're animals?
Yeah, so it was a little odd.
Yeah.
He barely spoke to me.
He didn't talk to you? He said that you guys had great conversation.
Like the whole time?
Well, he had a great conversation with my dog.
What?
He actually, he got on his knees looking at my dog and going, hello, little one.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You like me?
Oh, wow.
That is so creepy.
And weird.
So I was just a little put off, but I'm a nice person, so I wasn't just going to bail because the dogs did get along to a degree, but then he started running with his dog.
So he basically ignored you. Paid more attention to your dog and then went running with his dog and left you there.
You know, it's really weird. Like, he sounded like such a normal, like, cool, fun guy.
Yeah,
it was just way too weird for me. And I didn't know how to respond. So I just kind of ghosted him, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, I can understand why. I think, you know, that might creep me out a little bit if I were you. Also, I wanted to let you know that he is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Surprise.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Alan, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Alan, do you talk to all small dogs like that?
I can't help it. It's not like I'm trying to talk down to them, but like something about tiny little dogs.
They're just so cute, that.
Like
right?
The baby voice. That's just how you talk to a little dog. And I'm sorry, Shauna, that you think I was talking down to your dog or it was odd, but it's just a cute little thing. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I'm still shocked that he's on the phone.
Yeah, sorry, Shauna. I didn't even say hi. Hi, Shauna.
Yeah, you just went right into talking about how cute dogs are and you can't help but...
Apparently you never said hi to her, Alan.
Yeah, Shauna, you feel like I didn't talk to you at all?
Well, out of an hour and a half, I think we actually talked 10 minutes. And the rest of the time you were either playing with your dog or you were talking to mine.
Talking to mine.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I love dogs. And how am I not going to talk to your dog? Like,
yeah, but you might want to talk to the person you're on a date with. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ask a girl out, you should really talk to her more than her animal.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't bashing my dog from the moment we got there, maybe we would have had a little bit more to talk about.
Bashing your dog? What are you talking about?
You snubbed my dog. You barely even said hi to him. I mean, at least I gave your little teacup the attention she deserved.
You're upset that I didn't talk to your dog?
It's rude. I mean, he came up to you and was trying to give you some love and attention, and you barely even gave him a scratch, let alone a sentence.
A sentence.
Do you guys need anything else from me? Because, you know, I'm done and I don't really want to talk to him anymore. Do you guys need anything else? Any more questions?
See that? She's not even talking to me now. She's asking you guys if she's done. She's snubbing me just like she snubbed my dog.
All right. Well, Shauna, one more thing. I'll wrap this up. Would you like to go on another date with Alan? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I'm what a surprise.
Surprised by that.
Good. I don't want to see you again either. You know what? Your dog has more personality than you do. F*** you. I'm out.
Oh, wow. Whoa. All right. Shauna, are you still there?
I'm still here. Oh.
Well, okay. Sorry, but I'm glad we at least got to the bottom of this for you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.